display themselves much as a general thing. No, I never go as a passenger. Nor, though I am something of a salt, do I ever go to sea as a commodore, or a captain, or a cook. I abandon the glory and distinction of such offices to those who like them. For my part, I abominate all honorable, respectable toils, trials, and tribulations of every kind whatsoever. It is quite as much as I can do to take care of myself, without taking care of ships, barks, schooners, and whatnot. And as for going as cook, somehow I never fancied broiling fowls. Though once broiled, judiciously buttered, and judgmentally salted and peppered, there is no one who will speak more reverentially of a broiled fowl than I will. No, when I go to sea, I go as a simple sailor, right before the mast, plumb down into the forecastle, aloft there to the royal masthead. True, they rather order me about some, and make me jump from spar to spar like a grasshopper in a May meadow, and at first this sort of thing is unpleasant enough. It touches one's sense of honor, but this wears off in time. What of it if some old hunk of a sea captain orders me to get a broom and sweep down the decks? What does that indignity amount to?